something called cross-publication. What it is just a convenience to take the content and post it to different social platforms for you. In the past, some of these churches that are with us, they would go to Facebook and Twitter and whatever and just post it themselves. But we have a way to automate that for you. This needs to have already been connected via the connections. There's a process for you to connect to the various platforms, basically to authenticate Sermon Audio to post on your behalf. Once those are connected, it's a very simple process. You can check that out. Then this will all light up for you. And you don't have to do any of it. You can just, you know, hide it all, which is fine. You don't have to do any of it. But it is nice to be able to upload a preview to YouTube. And you can say this is the title for YouTube. And you can put a proper description and change the visibility of it on YouTube. And what this does is it will basically upload a small little clip of whatever you uploaded. Now, this is, we're talking about video, so this doesn't show up necessarily for audio. But if you have video, it'll upload a small little clip to YouTube. Same thing for Facebook, and same thing for Twitter. It's a very handy feature. It's a very overlooked feature. What it does is it spreads your net. And yes, it is a clip. It's the first 2 minutes of the sermon that we upload. But even that is important the way we see it. Because if you go to Twitter, for example, and you view a link on Twitter, this is a link on Twitter. See, it's a static link. And it, sure, it takes you to the sermon. You click on it and it takes you to the sermon. But, you know, it's a static link. If you actually upload with our cross-publish, what it will do is it will upload a portion of the video itself so that as you're scrolling through your Twitter feed, it will do this. It will start to play all by itself. You all have seen this. And you probably were wondering how that happens. And the way it happens is that you have to actually upload the media, the content itself, to the platform in order to autoplay. This is not only in the browser, but also on the phone. And why that's important is because when something auto-plays, it just slows the user down as they're scrolling through their feed and they see something start playing that's interesting to them. And so they maybe will click through on the link that we always supply and they can enjoy the entire sermon. So that's this cross-publish. It's a pretty powerful thing and I want you to try it. I think that you'll enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and hit publish. So this one button here does it all. Now, everything is going to be pushed out. It's on Sermon Audio now. If you go to Sermon Audio, you'll see it's there. And there's a sermon. By the way, there's no audio with this sermon because I didn't upload audio. But many of you will already know that if you just upload video, we automatically create the MP3 from the video for you. Now, I think we wait about an hour, maybe an hour or two, before we do that to give you a chance to upload your own audio. So that's why sometimes it takes a little bit of time for the audio to appear. But everything on the site, whether it's a video or whether it's a webcast, everything has an audio counterpart. So if you just wait a little bit longer, audio will show up for that. Hitting that publish button, it automatically cross-published, it pushed out now to these platforms.